Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Wall. So this is the portion of the show when we meet people campaigning for the opportunity to represent their districts in South Dakota State Legislature. George Wilson is a candidate for the State Senate in District 34, which covers part of Rapid City. Wilson, a Democrat, is an attorney and business owner, and like many others, he's concerned about how the state will decide to spend federal COVID-19 dollars. Let's meet the candidate, George Nelson. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, hi, Lori.
Let's talk about some of the CARES Act funding that is coming in from the federal government. Now we're looking at a special session where lawmakers, who have been preparing for to have this conversation with listening sessions and committee meetings, are going to put some proposals forward. As a candidate for the State House, what do you think that it should? How should that process work? What are the things that you think are top of mind for that process?
Well, it's a large chunk of money that we are receiving or have received from the federal government. I think it's $1.25 billion. And so far, we've spent about $114 million of it. And so that leaves a big chunk left to be utilized. Governor Noem has recently come out with the idea of, allocating $400 million for businesses in the form of grants, small business grant program, which would ultimately use up the largest portion of the COVID-19 funds. And then I think she wants to allocate another $200 million for the county and city governments. I think my preference for the money would be for a larger allocation for school districts. They've been hit hard with the change in scheduling and the need to clean up the classrooms and so forth. Here in Rapid City, they try to, I think, do that on Fridays, so that limits the school time, the students' time in school. And it's been a burden, a financial burden on the school district. So I would see a much larger allocation for the school districts. What she has proposed for the school districts is uncertain. She has lumped up about $34 million for local county government, including county and city, but she hasn't specified the amount for the school districts.
This crisis is so far from over, especially for school districts as well. We're looking at record numbers and hospitalization capacity questions that we're seeing a lot of on social media right now. And so we're allocating dollars at a time when we really haven't hit what appears to be any kind of peak for the state yet. How would you sort of approach that from a philosophical level or what kind of ideas would you have for that, knowing that the crisis is far from, the need is urgent still?
It's my understanding that the CARES funds have to be utilized by the end of the year, which really handcuffs the government, the state government, on how to best allocate those monies. And as you recognize, the concern of this COVID-19 pandemic being stretched out, the virus doesn't recognize a calendar, so its impact will carry on into the next year. And if that happens, the question is, the monies that have been made available, how can they be reserved? Will the state governments have the flexibility to put them into reserve rather than just with the current restriction being that they have to be utilized, they have to be basically spent by the year end. So that's something that needs to be changed and probably would have to be changed by the president to free up those monies. And then if that's done, we would end up with more flexibility on how to manage this pandemic with the schools and local governments, and how they allocate their resources.
210 South Dakotans have now died from this, 463 new cases today. Let's talk about health care as an issue for you in your campaign, and have you spoken about Medicaid expansion as well? How would some of your policies toward health care help people down the road in South Dakota when this crisis is under control, and how would it help them immediately?
In District 34, we have basically three main employers. We've got tourism, we have the Air Force Base, and then we have health care. And I see the Medicaid expansion as more of an economic development issue. And it obviously would expand health care to those less fortunate who are caught in between, in the gap on what's available currently for Medicaid and what's available in the private sector. But the monies that would be available to District 34 are significant through expanded Medicaid. And so if we had participated in Medicaid expansion at the onset when it was available to the states, for District 34, we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars to our hospital. My wife works for Monument Health, and so there are a number of employees there that are making a good salary or wage, but it could be better. And if the employees are have higher incomes, there would be a multiplier effect for Western South Dakota, for Rapid City, in the healthcare industry, if we were to participate in the Medicaid expansion. We don't hesitate to take money from the federal government for construction companies and building our highways, maintaining an Air Force base, a military presence. We don't hesitate for the farmers and ranchers and taking farm subsidies. But for some reason, we hesitate in taking money from the federal government for those less fortunate. And I guess the point I'm trying to stress on this is that helping those will help everybody, in because it provides preventive health care, and it would provide, with the Medicaid expansion, more monies for our healthcare facilities and providers, so that if they make more money, they can spend more money locally, and other businesses will receive a benefit from that indirectly, but they would receive a benefit as in the form of economic development, I think, on that issue.